You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Have you ever met a Gemini who never said a word? Have you ever met a Capricorn with no goals, no ambition, just lazy? Have you ever met a Cancer who has a constant poker face and doesn't touch people, has no emotion? Well, this podcast episode may explain why. This was inspired by one of our listeners named Sarah, who runs a nature school. She's phenomenal. She wrote me and asked, but she's like triple earth. Her chart is so earthy. And of course, she's opening a nature school with all that earth in her chart. She's a very busy woman. And she wrote to me and said, hey, can you talk about how the signs can lean into self-care when they are just so busy? And I had already wanted to record a podcast talking about when you don't resonate with your sun sign, or when you know someone with a specific sun sign and you're like, in all of my astrology studies, that Leo makes no sense. They are not sociable. They stay home. They have very few friends. What is going on here? So I'm kind of combining the two of those topics together. Thank you, Sarah. And we're going to talk about when your chart makes no sense, or when someone else's chart makes no sense. So, hi guys. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. You know me, your host, your astrologer, Stephanie Powers. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. In fact, we are just about ready to send out the very first one of April. We send them out every Monday morning. And we're giving away a free reading. We give away a free reading every first of the month. So I don't know what you're doing, but go subscribe. Make sure to leave a review for the show. You guys have done such a great job with that, but keep it up. We have a lot of new listeners here. Wherever you're listening to the show from, can you please leave a review? Why? This really helps Lightworkers Lounge get promoted on the recommended podcast list. I have met so many new people in the month of March because they found Lightworkers Lounge as a shows you may like, recommended shows. And it's because of you, because you've left a review and you've shared the show. So look, it's working and I appreciate it so much. So let's dive into this. When your chart makes no sense and how you can get back to it. Now, again, these podcast episodes, I'm speaking in layman's terms. Astrology is such a nuanced, intricate art that there is no possible way I could make it black and white and give you concrete evidence and proof about this psychological profiling art that is astrology. But throughout my hundreds of readings, throughout my own observations and people in the wild, I've come up with some reasons on why your sun sign and other personal planets could make no sense to you. Now, logistically speaking, you might be a fire sign, but feel way more shy and introverted, say, because all of your Aries fire lives in the fourth house of Cancer. Totally waters it down. You could be a Pisces that has no artistic inclination at all, but works in a corporate job because your Pisces sun lives in the 10th house of Capricorn. So there are many reasons, like houses, aspects, transits to your planet. Say you have Neptune sitting on your sun right now. You could really have a whole illusion about who you are, where you want to go for the past 12 years. So it's all about houses, aspects, transits. Or you got lost in living a life that is not yours. You gave up your identity. You gave it up because you went through trauma. You gave it up to people pleasing. You lost your sense of self, your personality, to codependency. Whatever the reason may be, this episode, we're going to talk about it. How it's never too late to step back into your light, back into your sun sign, right? Like the sun, it can and will come back out if you have eyes to see it and appreciate it. So we're going to go through all 12 of the zodiac signs. I'm going to jump right in. we are going to talk about why your sun could be dim and how to get your glow back. So for each sign, and again, I know we're used to doing horoscopes for the rising signs, but for this episode, we're talking about self-care and when we lose ourselves. We lose our character, our sun sign. So I'm going to start with saying the sign and signs that they may be out of their character. Signs that this sun sign is exhausted. They've lost themselves. And then I'll follow that up with self-help, ways that you can get back into the glow of your sun sign. So as I go along, it's important you listen for the sun and the rising sign, especially if you've already passed your Saturn return. If you guys don't already know it, when you go through your Saturn return around age 29 or 30, we call this a cosmic initiation into adulthood. And your sun sign, your ego, it's pretty much developed. You, at age 30, you are pretty much set in who you are and where you want to go. All the way up until then, you're mutable. You're moving here, you're moving there, you want to do this, now you want to do that. You love those type of people, now you like that type of people. You're discovering who you are. You're developing your sun sign, which is why we so emanate our sun sign characteristics from birth until age 30. After that, we start to really see a change to our rising sign characteristics. So as I go through this, listen to both. See if it resonates. Your sun, especially, but also your rising sign if you know it. Okay. Aries, you know you're up first. So how to know if you as an Aries or an Aries in your life has lost their shine? Number one, they're overweight. You're going to hear me speak about being overweight with a lot of the signs, because while this is prominent in just being a human, anyone who is carrying extra weight is carrying emotional baggage. There's a psychological connection to excess weight, right? But there are some signs who have the ability or the genetic predisposition, so to speak, of being more slim, trim, and athletic. So when we see these signs who are mostly health-oriented carrying excess weight, we immediately go, wait a second. And that's why Aries, the very first sign that you can tell an Aries is not in their shine, is they are overweight, right? Aries is a sign of being active, working out, moving the body. So when they're overweight, they are not doing the number one thing they're known for, which is athleticism. Not feeling physically strong. An Aries who feels uninspired or afraid to start over, start something new. You know they are not in their shine. Haven't tried anything new in a while. A lot of Aries suffer skin issues, migraines, low energy. So many Aries have TMJ, that jaw disorder. A lot of Aries will suffer from red face, rashes on the skin. This is all a sign that their energy has turned inward. Aries are so active, and if they are not releasing it, well, instead of throwing those punches outward, they're throwing them inward. And well, the skin and the eyes of an Aries will show it. A lot of Aries people have inflammation that you can just visibly see in their body because they're like a volcano. If volcanoes don't erupt, what do you think that does to the center of the earth? It just burns it down. Same with us humans. So Aries, what can you do for self-help? How can we get the redness to go away? How can we get you inspired and excited for new beginnings again? Number one, workout. So cliche, I know. But Aries, you've got to move your body to move the energy out. I need to see you with flushed face and sweat every single day, at least once. It's not that hard. I was just on the porch doing little arm workouts with a band, that resistance band we got, and even I got a little sweat on my face. Granted, we're in South Texas, but it works. Little things like that are so important, Aries. Compete against yourself, like CrossFit. Go start up running and say, I'm going to make a 13-minute mile, right? That's my goal. Beat yourself every day to reach that goal. Throw yourself into something new. You guys are good at this. Think less, do more. Just think of something new, no matter what it is, and throw yourself into it. Just go. Aries, get a rage book. Rage book that you promise to burn once you're done filling the pages. Go to town writing how pissed you are, writing what you would do to someone if you could. Just Release anger. Dark thoughts are normal. Love always, your Scorpio moon sister. But get them out, write them down, but then promise yourself that you will burn that energy. Literally through a fire. Teach someone your old hobby. What did you love to do as a kid, teenager, 20s, 30s, that you don't do anymore? That you know if you were to start again, you'd pick it right back up. Go teach someone how to do your old hobby. Inspire someone else. Ask someone about a problem they're currently going through and give them advice. Don't just listen. Throw something their way. Motivate them. This is how my Aries can get back into their fire. Taurus, suns, Taurus risings. You guys are up next. And the number one sign that you have lost your shine is you're grumpy. You're so freaking grumpy. You're always correcting people instead of just accepting they have a different mindset than you. They have a different thought process and conceptual process to understanding information. You're rude. You're jealous. Oh, Taurus, you get so jealous. You'll never admit it, but boy, do you, especially of people who have more money than you. A Taurus who lost its shine is in debt, usually credit card debt. Debt that could have been controlled with better decisions, but here we are. Taurus, you're hoarding. You're surrounded by things you bought on a whim, but you don't use. You haven't gone on a trip out in nature in forever. You're eating takeout, not cooking anymore. You haven't listened to music. Taurus, let this be one of your number one signs that you've lost yourself, is you haven't listened to music in a while. You haven't sang out loud. Oh, Taurus, you rule the throat chakra. You must sing in the shower, in the car when no one's home. Any chance you get to belt it out will be the most healing thing you can do. Sometimes with Taurus, their hygiene goes down. They just don't care. They're lazy. They're like, oh, all it takes to get into a shower and wash my hair, brush, floss my teeth. Forget it. That's too much. And so their hygiene can really go down sometimes. So Taurus, if you've lost yourself, have no fear. Here's some self-care for you. Get a side gig. Get a side job. Who cares what the hourly wage is? Just make sure it's something you simply enjoy. Collect tickets at a national park. Go work at a smoothie shop. Just go do something that you're like, I would do this even if I didn't get paid. I truly just enjoy it. Bonus points if food or nature is related to this side gig. Taurus, cook every meal for a few days. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make it all at home. Tackle an intricate recipe for dinner or making a dessert, a baked item that requires a lot of patience, like sourdough bread. Oh, Taurus, so soothing and healing if you can create sourdough bread. That's like a 30-day process if you don't have your starter ready. Try it. Try it. Meet with a mentor to set up a money plan. Oh, financial advisor, blah. But give it a try. See what you can learn from them. Have someone else do your taxes, but teach you along the way. Oh, and Taurus, you're going to love this one. Sell those things you're hoarding, but you don't need. A yard sale, Facebook Marketplace. Pay with cash. Taurus, let your fingers touch cash that you make from letting go of things you tied your self-worth into. You know, you guys know I'm a Taurus rising, so I'm taking my own advice here. And I look around, and I've been really good with this. I wasn't always before. Like 5-6 years ago, I was not good with this. I bought a lot of things. I liked decoration. I love Etsy, supporting small artists. But I eventually got to the point where I was like, okay, don't use that. Haven't touched that. Haven't worn that since 2 summers ago. So I now have a rule. Anything I haven't worn clothes-wise in a year, I have to let it go. No matter what my mind says, but what if I go to a wedding? But what if I go to... Nope. Doesn't matter. If you haven't worn in a year, let it go. Kitchen appliances, anything in the living room. If I have not used it in 6 months, I've got to donate it. Let it go. Sell it. Oof. Good practice for Taurus. And you know what? Once you do sell it and you get the cash and you can pay off some of that credit card debt, or you can just hoard the cash, you feel so good. And it really helps you turn on the Taurus again, okay? Geminis. How do you know a Gemini's lost their shine? They're mute. Have you guys ever met a Gemini that was just absolutely mute? I have. It's pretty scary. It feels very wrong. They're mute. They barely even say hi to people walking past them. They actively avoid anyone they know in the grocery store. If they see a neighbor or an old friend from school, they, oh my God, let me put my hat down, get away. No, Gemini, that's not you. A Gemini that lost their shine will shy away from any conversation. A Gemini disempowered is annoyed like an Aries at a surface level conversations, right? Geminis are known for those sweet platitude surface conversations. Hey, Joan, how are you doing? Do you still like your latte with coconut milk? And oh, hey, how's your son and your daughter doing? Still in soccer? Like, Geminis love that. And they have such a gift for remembering the little things, which makes people feel heard. And if they don't get that at home or didn't have that in childhood, that is such a gift of bridging heaven to earth, Gemini. Don't lose that. Don't let people take that away. Sometimes Geminis are so agitated by social platitudes and how slow some people talk. No interest in reading, learning, creating, nothing. They just sloth out, zombie out with video games or Netflix. And of course, a Gemini disempowered has crippling anxiety, social anxiety, regular anxiety, anxiety for life. They've just lost it. Another sign that I didn't write down, I just thought of, with Geminis who have lost their glow is they have an addiction to information and they don't even recognize it. More and more and more. And people say, okay, I think you've got enough to go chase after that. Or you've got so much information on relationships. How are you in such a toxic one? This isn't making sense here. So Geminis, if you ever notice that you are giving amazing information to people and teaching people, yet your own life is completely off the rails, that could be a sign that you've lost your Gemini shine. Self-care for you sweet mutable air signs. Cognitive therapy, of course. Who told you or made you feel your voice doesn't matter because you were born as a sweet little Gemini son, ready to talk, 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 yap, 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 question, question, question. Who told you, stop asking so many questions? Who told you, your voice is so annoying, shut up, you talk too much? Maybe it was in school. Maybe you were bullied for the way your mind worked, for your curiosity. A lot of Geminis were bullied in school or third house placements. Maybe you dated someone who just completely robbed you of your voice because they talked over you and made you feel small or stupid. So you just became mute and cold and not curious about things. You just gave up and accepted, this is how it is, and whatever. Don't let that happen, Gemini. We need you. Your symbol is my favorite, that bridge between heaven and earth. You've got to keep that mind open and on. So Gemini, who are you surrounded by? What do you listen to every day? What do you take in every day? You guys have an addiction to social media. We're going to add that to the disempowered. When you're scroll, 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 if I were to walk in and smack your phone out of your hand and go, last five posts you just scrolled by, tell me exactly what they were, go. You probably wouldn't be able to. I don't know. That's a sign. We're disempowered here. So what are you taking in? What information are you soaking up every single day? Because on a subconscious level, this could really be working against you, my Geminis. So breaks and boundaries from social media. Say it with me. Breaks and boundaries. Breaks and boundaries from social media is what you got it to, Geminis. I know it's so fun. It's addictive. We're all addicted to it. But your minds are so sharp, so fast. You and Virgos, you're next. You guys have got to set boundaries with taking in social media. A lot of Virgos and Geminis will give up Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and like have that virtuous, I did it, I quit. But then they're reading the news. They're reading the news. They're listening to YouTube. They're listening to podcasts. It's like, wait, no, okay. Only 50% of the way. Put your phone down entirely. Try it for just a whole week. See how you feel. You may have literal withdrawals from information. Go to a book signing. Watch the author read from their book. Attend a slam poetry night. You don't have to participate. Just watch. Be the observer. Watch a debate. Pause. and think about what you would say in the debate, Gemini. Go to a share circle. Those are so fun. Dare yourself to ask someone how they are and listen to bring it up the next time you see them. So really listen to listen, not listen to react and answer to them. All right. Cancer. Ooh, cancers. What is the number one sign that you guys have lost your shine? Ice cold. Have you ever seen a Cancer who is just not all there? You look at them and you're like, that's a physical body, but there is no soul in it. I don't know where it went, but it's gone. That's usually Cancer. I will never forget. I'm so creepy. When I was in astrology school, I wanted to know the number one sign of billionaires. I wanted to know the number one signs of serial killers, just to like psychologically profile the signs. And well, it wasn't Scorpio. Cancer was in there. And Pisces, which was very bizarre. But Cancer was in there. And the reason being, you guys rule feeling the whole spectrum of emotions. And wow, emotions are the root of everything. Look around at the buildings, look around at the cars, at the pets, at the people. Everything was built from an emotion. Think about that. Humans built from emotion, usually love, lust, boats. I'm looking at my neighbor's boat. That was built from someone who was like, I love the ocean. I want to be on the ocean because it makes me feel good. We're on a MacBook because someone said, I feel the world should have a more direct connection to each other. Let's create computers and laptops. Everything is based off of a feeling, and that is wild to imagine. So, Cancers, I see you. I really do, because it's not easy to sign up to be a Cancer in this lifetime, to control the feels, and such a chaotic, wild time to be alive, too. So how you know a Cancer's lost their shine is they're cold, they're heartless, they can even be cruel. There could be shades of emotional narcissism, covert narcissism. They're selfish. It feels so weird to categorize a Cancer with these emotions, but I've heard the stories. Using people's sensitivities against them, lashing out, even bullying people, right? How you know a Cancer is not in their empowered side is they're always out. They're never at home. They don't want to be at home. They don't want to be alone. They're bouncing from place to place, from relationship to relationship to avoid dealing with the past, emotions. Sometimes Cancers hand kids off to a babysitter, hand them off to the grandparents every weekend and not spend quality time with them because they are just, push away family. It's too many feels, way too many feels. And a lot of times Cancer, when your reaction doesn't match the crime, your feels are drowning you. So how do we get self-care for this sweet crab sign? Warmth and water. Gentle, unconditional friends to nurture you back to not being an ice cube, but in flow. Literally a float tank. Have you ever done that, Cancers? Float in water, meditate, deep breaths, be held by the warm water. Daily baths, essential for all of my water signs. Volunteering with disadvantage, like women, children, animals. Lunch with a family member or a friend that feels like family who you haven't seen in a while. An old friend from high school or elementary school. Catch up with them over coffee. Take a trip away with mom, grandma, sister, any female family member. Reassure people of your love. How beautiful to just randomly send a message to someone saying, hey, just so you know, I really love you. Way to make someone's day. Therapy, of course, to figure out generational patterns and put a stop to them. Resolve family conflicts and forgive. Cook with someone you love and book a staycation, right? Just have fun with it. Go stay in a hotel in your local town or an Airbnb. That's you guys, someone else's house with all of the sweet stuff in it. Even if it's an hour away or 30 minutes away in your same town, staycations are so soothing for Cancers to come back home to their sweet, soft side. Leos. You guys are another one like Gemini that scares me when you're not in your Leo shine. When a Leo is a little disempowered, they're actually dramatically full of themselves, right? There's a very healthy level of being selfish and confident. But when a Leo is going off the rails, they are way too full of themselves. I mean, we're not talking covert narcissism. We're talking narcissism with a middle finger. Like, yep, I don't care. Leos can act forever 21, even at 51. They never grow up. Or Leos can be very shy, extremely quiet. They want to dance, but they are too self-conscious, so they're a wallflower, right? But then they go home and they grab their hairbrush and they dance in front of the mirror and they play music in their headphones and pretend like they're walking on stage and everyone, the crowd roars and gives them a standing ovation. And then they take their headphones off and they're like, oh, but I could never do that. I'd be so scared. I don't want the spotlight. So, oh well. Craves the spotlight, but won't admit it or work towards achieving it. Follows trends instead of making them. Doesn't care about appearance. Wears only dark, dull colors. Hasn't got their hair done in a little while. And, you know, a lot of Leos don't like makeup. I think that's more of a Libra thing. Leos just have that natural beauty. But if they do use makeup, they are using top-notch MAC products. Uncontrolled temper. Oh, Leos, you get so mad. I mean, you are a fire sign and you are the lions and lioness. Of course, you have a loud roar, but this can get you in trouble. Sometimes when I get really concerned about Leos, it's because they are depressed. I say, what have you done to bring your soul joy? What did you love to do as a child that you no longer do anymore? Come on. If it's rollerblading, let's go to the roller rink. If it's painting, let's go pick up a brush. Ride a bike. Let's just ride a bike to nowhere, a cool new spot, and just talk like we're kids and have no responsibilities. Let's go, Leo. Let's go swing on a playset in the middle of the night under a full moon. Ugh. So soothing for Leos. And when Leos stay home all the time, that is when I get concerned for them. So what is the self-care for a Leo? Go to a ball, dress up for dinner. When I lived in Indiana last summer, there was a big like Gatsby-themed ball to raise money for the local animal rescue. And they said, come dressed to the nine in black and white attire. And I was like, yes. Didn't have time to go, but I'm definitely going to try to this year. But do things like that. Oh, at our vet this morning, they had a little town flyer on the door that said a prom redo for adults. They're having a prom here for anyone like over 30 or something. So if you didn't enjoy your prom in high school, you can go do this. Like a full dress up, photos. They're going to have Chinese food buffet spread. I was like, yo, I'm going to that. And it's just dancing, and they're going to crown a prom king and queen. Like, how fun. Leos, go to things like that. Go find a reason to dress up. I don't care what you Leos say. I have heard some of you go, I don't like to dress up. I don't like to do my, I'm not like that. Try it. Just try it. Maybe you haven't done it in such a long time that you've given up and saying, well, it doesn't matter anyway. I'm comfortable, whatever. But something in you will spark if you do. If you look in the mirror and say, whoa, hold on, I look pretty good all cleaned up. Wear something fancy. Buy something expensive. Go all out. You deserve it. Play with kids. Kids will spark the imagination in you again. Go to a fun museum or exhibit like Meow Wolf or an escape room, a concert, of course, and dance. Don't care what anybody thinks, just dance. Add bright color to a room in your house or your wardrobe. Commit to doing something in the sun every day. You guys are ruled by the sun, so if you are avoiding it, oh, have you heard of the practice of staring at the sun in the morning? Of course, not when it's 10 a.m., but at sunrise and sunset, I want you to sun gaze. No phone, no blue light, no TV on. Sun gaze, worship your ruler at sunrise and sunset, my Leos. Board game nights, homemade pizza nights, invite everybody in the neighborhood over, have fun, put on music, fun workout class. Ooh, there's a really cool exercise where there's three chairs. Amy White taught me this. She said, pull up three chairs. You sit in one. Your top spirit guide sits in the other. Guardian angel, whatever you believe in. And then the last chair is reserved for your inner child. Talk to them. Let your inner child speak. Say, I hear you. Have a healing conversation with your spirit guide as the mediator, but just get a chance to say, I will protect you, young me. I will make sure that doesn't happen to you. And even if it does, I'm here for you to hold you through it. Sounds kind of wild, but when I tell you it moves something in you, oh, it does. All right, Leos, go out and have a cocktail and dance to some live music. You won't regret it. Virgos, oh, my sweet mutable earth signs. You know, I'm reading about the modes of the signs, mutable, cardinal, fixed. And always, as a relationship specialist in astrology, I'm looking for compatibility marks. I even have a podcast episode about that coming up. It's not just your moon sign, although that is the true test of compatibility with someone, but I would say the mode. You really get along with your fellow mutable signs. So Geminis, Pisces, Sagittarians, Virgos, you guys are a class of your own. You're all besties. Libra, Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, you guys are a room of your own, besties. And the fixed signs, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, you guys are a room of your own. Well, I love Virgos and I'm a Sagittarius. They have always been my best friends. I just adore them. But how you know a Virgo, especially, they think they can hide it, but boy, they're the one that actually wears it on their sleeve. How you know a Virgo has lost their shine is they are overweight. They are very unhealthy. Not only are they overweight, but they are carrying a lot of emotional weight and they have stomach issues. When I tell you Virgos have to avoid gluten when their tummies are in trouble, they have to take digestive enzymes and probiotics. I can't reiterate that message enough. They eat fast food. How you know you need to help call SOS for your Virgo friend, wave the white flag, is they are eating fast food. So bad. There's so many of them that do it. And that's when you really got to step in. They're drinking too much coffee. They have an addiction to sugar. It baffled me as I got knee deep into reading birth charts. How many times I heard of Virgo being next to Pisces, the number one sign of addicts. I was just like in denial, like no. But then I went down the list of Virgos I've known personally in my life. And besides JL, I mean, he's addicted to my baked goods, but besides JL, every single one I've known has had an alcohol problem or has drank to the point of blackout. Right? It's almost like when Virgos drink, they realize, ha, I get a break from the self-critique. Wow, I actually feel light and I'm not worried about so much. Hey, hand me that whole bottle. And then they just go and go and go. Right? Virgo is derived from the word virgin. But what's on the opposite side of a virgin? The devil. I was so disheartened to hear, I've got collected data from it, from reading charts and relationships now for 4 years, that Virgo is probably the number one sign of people who are controlling, manipulative, just totally push people away because of the nitpicking. And I was like, I'm just always rooting for Virgos, like, no, don't do it. Controlling. They can love like a Scorpio. They can give advice when no one asked. Nothing is ever good enough. They can never leave good enough alone. They tell people what to do while not doing it themselves. They're only friends with you if there's a benefit in it for them. Oh, Virgos are so judgmental that they're alone. They don't have many true friends. They are constantly lying, have a severe anxiety that causes the inevitable stomach issues. If you are a Virgo or you know a Virgo who is behaving in this way, grab them by their shoulders and say, put your sneakers on. We're going for a walk before you drink coffee. Let's go. And we're taking a shot of aloe for your stomach where you poop every morning and every night and can't stop before we go. The nervous poops. That's Virgo. So self-care for when Virgos have lost their sweet earthy shine, their virginity. Oh, wait, lost their virginity. Well, yeah, that's a good metaphor. Daily breath work and meditation. so, so important. I know some Virgos will brush it off like, I'm too busy. I got too much to do. No, Virgos, it has to be a critical task that you cannot brush to the side. Deep, deep breaths. A moment of pause. Watch out for your addiction to information to plug the holes of anxiety. You've got to sit with it. Strict diet for a week. Try it. No gluten. None. Probiotics, a must. Digestive enzymes, a must. Pack your lunch. Make sure it's healthy and well-balanced with proteins and fats. Refrain from self-help content for a minimum of 30 days. Remember what I was saying with Gemini, how they say, okay, I deleted all social media, but then they're reading the news, they're watching YouTube, they're reading a book, they're listening to a podcast, and it's like, you're defeating the purpose. The same can be said for my Virgos. Take a break. Train for a marathon. Pour your controlling tendencies into the only thing you can actually control. Yourself. Your mind. Your body. Virgos must learn that if they model the behaviors they seek in other people around them, those people will naturally follow and everybody wins. Nobody gets nitpicked or critiqued all day. Virgos get the purity from people that they crave, and their leaders, earth signs, love to be ahead of the game, and everybody wins. Travel to experience other cultures to help with the judgmental tendencies. Throw yourself into a country that doesn't speak your native language. Throw yourself into the part of town that you used to say, I wouldn't catch myself dead in. Go to a festival for a different ethnicity that you've never experienced or been around. You guys are mutable. You love to learn and experience new things. And seeing that we're all one human family can really help with the judgmental tendencies. Book a package, not just a session, a whole package with a naturopath, and make sure you show up and don't sit there and say, I already knew all this, whatever. No, go get some blood work done. Get a whole blood panel done on your entire body, especially your gut. Teach a fitness class for fun, extra money. What earth sign doesn't love that? And lastly, volunteer with animals or women. Go out in nature, Virgo. That is where you heal. But don't go out in nature and take pictures of plants and birds to read about them as a species. No, no technology at all. Just you and the birds and the bees. Libras, where are you at? We're going to talk about you. How do you know if a Libra sun has lost their shine? They seem to find themselves in difficult relationship after difficult relationship after difficult relationship, Libras. And then you sit there and read your horoscope and read all about your sign, and it says peace, harmony, love, great relationships. And you're like, yes, that resonates, but wait. Why is my relationship at home so bad? Why are my relationships to friends so dramatic? What's going on here? Love triangles. Caught up in affairs, cheating on someone, or getting cheated on. Or sometimes I see it, it's true, a Libra who has never been in a relationship, a long-term relationship, someone who pushes the idea of intimacy with another away as far as they can, putting no effort into their appearance. You know, Libra rules aesthetics, cosmic surgery. Did I just say cosmic? I'm not editing that out. You guys are going through a cosmic surgery right now, getting put in your place for self-care. Cosmetic surgery, think Miss Kim Kardashian herself, a Libra. It rules beauty and vanity, so it doesn't have to be hair, makeup done to a T, although Libras love to do this. No matter if they're going to the grocery store, running an errand, they want to look their best. So when you see a Libra that's not putting any effort into brushing their hair, matching their outfit, they are just in zombie mode, I would ask them what's wrong. A Libra with a messy, imbalanced house. Oh my goodness. I mean, they are an air sign, so they have their little piles of things. They know where they are, but Libras love balance. They love when things are in their place. They love when things are color coordinated, when things are matching. That is their happy place. So if they are not doing those things, ask that they're okay. Lying to everyone so no one knows the true you. Never pondering or questioning, what's it like being on the other side of me? Just thinking, of yourself. This is why some texts say Libras are the narcissists of the zodiac, because they love that they are the sign of charm and balance and fairness. But if you constantly find yourself in unfair positions, Libra, you are 50% of your symbol, your scale. And so you have to eventually look at your side of the scale and go, okay, what weights am I putting here, or what weight am I not putting on here? So a Libra self-care. How do we get a Libra back to their beauty, to their shine? Admit a not so nice part of your personality to someone so that you can realize it's not as big as you made it out to be. That you can still be loved and accepted and having personality flaws. We all have them. Buy yourself a new outfit, shoes, something. Bonus points, a matching outfit with someone. Libras love this. They love matching with their friends. They love getting the whole family matching together. It makes them happy, so let them do it. Color coordinate something in your home. Even if it's something in your office, color coordinate the pens, the sticky notes. Do something like that to tame your mind. At home spa day. Ooh, buy fragrant flowers. Real ones. I know you Libras love your fake plants for the aesthetic in a room, but buy some real ones. And I suggest very beautiful, timeless, like a jasmine. Jasmine. Rose essential oil. Some people are like, it smells like a grandma, but it is the highest frequency smell that you can get. And Libras, it brings you right back to your charming self. Quality time with someone, no phones. I remember when I asked you guys, what is your moon sign and what do you need to feel connected to someone? All my Libra moons, all of them, it was the most common same response was quality time with that person. So if you see a Libra who's lost their shine, book a date with them. Say, hey, I'm taking you to brunch on Sunday. Leave your phone at home or in the car, and it's just going to be you and I. That could really spark them to light back up into the lovely Libra. Get a haircut, a facial, something where you feel like a new you. It's so cool, huh? Hair. And how much energy hair holds. You always know when a woman especially is going through a major transformation in life because she cuts her hair. There are so many women who grow their hair out before they get married. And I don't know if they realize or they're conscious of it or not, but your hair is yours. It is a direct reflection of the nutrients, both literal and metaphorical, you've been feeding your body over the last months, years even. It's a direct reflection of that. Is it full and luscious and glossy, or is it dried, frayed, and falling out? How have you been treating yourself, right? And so a lot of women like to grow their hair long and luscious before they get married because it's kind of this like one last hoorah as an individual before you become a unit. And then after a woman gets married, it's very common to see women do what? Go on their honeymoon, come home, cut that shit off, trim it off. I know right after I got married, one previous life, I donated 11 inches of my hair because it was that long and it felt so good. I walked out of that place like, whoa. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. When you go get your hair cut and then you go wash it that night or the next day and you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. This is going to be so easy to brush and do, but whew, long hair, I tell you what. So haircut, facials, anything where a Libra feels like a new you. And my men, all of my male Libras, it's the same for you. You guys can get a pedicure. You guys can get a facial and a haircut. And that's the same thing for men. They feel the same thing. I feel fresh. I feel like a new me. Hair is so energetic. Buy a new skincare product. Go to Sephora. Buy yourself something. Study feng shui. Get a little certificate in it. Take an online course to study feng shui so you can move the energy in your home. And Libras, you guys are all graphic designers and Canva is the name of your game. So make a logo for someone you love or make a logo for fun. Just go design something like, huh, if I wasn't doing what I do now and I had my dream flower shop, what would my logo look like? Just go put on a soft playlist like my Libra Moon playlist on Lightworkers Lounge Spotify. What? You guys didn't know? We have a playlist for every single moon sign? Ugh, shame on you. Go to Spotify, Lightworkers Lounge. I've got like 100 playlists. Your girl loves music. Go find your Moons playlist and join in the fun. But design a logo on Canva, anything to get creative, to create something. Use your eye for color coordination and have at it, my Libras. Okay, Scorpio. How do you know when a Scorpio, like their cousin water sign Cancer, how do you know they've lost their shine? I imagine a lot of you are thinking, how do you even know if a Scorpio has shine? You know what's funny though? Sometimes I talk to people about Scorpios in their life, and sometimes I even meet Scorpios, and they can be some of the most bubbly, energetic, extroverted people you have ever met. And I have scratched my head like I scratch it with a mute Gemini and go, wait, this math ain't mathin'. You're supposed to be gothic with dark eyeliner and leather jackets. What are you doing? And these are empowered Scorpios. They have such a passion and a depth for the goodness, the happiness, connections. They appreciate them probably because they've experienced losing someone they love. They have such a zest for life because they've probably experienced a debilitating illness or physical issue to where they were bedridden for a year. And so now they are never taking the ability to walk and go outside for granted. And they are just high as a kite everywhere they go. That's, my friend, the empowered Scorpio. Think about Scorpio moons or risings especially. They really embody that. So how can you tell a Scorpio has lost its shine? They're cold. They are ice. Ice people, I tell you. And they never forget. They keep score. They use people's secrets as future weapons against them, right? It's like you hand them the knife of an admission of a character flaw, but they're just using it to stab you as soon as you turn around. Oh, Scorpio. They're leaving relationships first so that they're still in power, ghosting people, growing resentment towards people that they don't iron out, and it just balloons and balloons and gets bigger and bigger until they either ghost you or they lash out, and therein lies their street reputation for psychological abuse. They're depressed. They are lost. They're robbing other people of experiencing life the way that they want to, controlling them so that they feel secure, because if they felt betrayal or abandonment or other people lying or betraying their trust, they will then, disempowered, try to control the narrative of everyone and everything so that they, God forbid, never feel that again. But again, that's when the psychological abuse that they sometimes don't even realize they're causing, that totally bleeding a wound onto other people that didn't cause it. They can be lonely. My only friend is my partner. Such a Scorpio thing. I don't need any friends. My husband's my best friend. I don't need any friends. I've got my mom. I don't. This is how a Scorpio is disempowered. They're mute. They don't talk. They've gone cold, right? And they're stubborn. Mood swings that give everyone whiplash around them. They're that extroverted Scorpio the next day and the next. Oh my God, I feel like they're giving me the death stare. Seeking answers that don't serve any purpose. Probing. A disempowered Scorpio is asking questions that make you go, hey, wait a second. How does my answer to this help us at all again? That's how you know a Scorpio is disempowered and lost their shine, because they're trying to gather information to control a situation to protect themselves as a form of self-preservation. Don't let them do it. Take note and help them warm up. Keeping secrets so safeguarded that they eat the Scorpio alive. I mean, they will go to the grave with secrets, but they've got to know that while there is a private life you are entitled to as a human, there are some things that it's probably really healthy to talk about, to get out, to seek help with. A disempowered Scorpio who has lost their shine doesn't think anybody can help them out of the darkness. But if they find the right person who they trust, who they can really be vulnerable with and authentically share, be transparent with, they may find that, one, other people are experiencing that same level of pain, if not deeper, and two, you can get through it. Okay, how do we help our Scorpios rise like a phoenix from the ashes? Scorpios, tell someone what you did. Tell someone what happened. Go to a murder mystery dinner or an escape room, something that involves the dark side of human behavior, but also uses the mind to be like a detective to solve something that can really boost some serotonin in that Scorpio brain. Ask a stranger a deep question, or even better, play We're Not Really Strangers, the card game. Have you heard of that? Oh, and it's every Scorpio placement's dream game. We're Not Really Strangers. Just don't use people's answers against them. In our Monday newsletter, What's New and Good, if you haven't subscribed yet, get your butt over to the website and do so, lightworkers-lounge.com. But at the end of every email, I ask you one of these We're Not Really Strangers questions, right? You guys love it. You always respond, and I love reading your responses. Journal on why you hate the word submissive. Submit. Imagine the word to be submissive. It's like some people with moist. Some people hate that word. Sorry. Trigger warning. A Scorpio has turned to ice, so they need warmth. They need a dog. Go volunteer with dogs. Go to a dog park, or if you're in the position to and ready to devote that much time and money, adopt a dog. Scorpios, if you want full loyalty and trust, and like if those things have been broken for you over and over again, you can do so much healing with a dog. Ask older couples how they've stayed together so long. Get curious about the dark things that they have been through to overcome to stay together long term. Participate in intense endurance sports where just when you think you need to give up, you keep going. Like CrossFit, endurance, long-term runs, trail running. Woo-hoo. And practice letting go every single day. Now that sounds so big and kind of intimidating, right? But it doesn't have to be. Never underestimate the little things of your daily routine that can make the big difference. Let go of something every single day. Perhaps you add sugar to your coffee every morning. And every time you do, you're like, oh, I really shouldn't do this. I really want to try and lose some weight or tone my body or just eat less sugar as a whole. The next day, let go of sugar. Say, all right, I'm going to drink my coffee with no sugar today. Right? It sounds so simple and so little, but the act of that is totally reparenting yourself. It adds up to, okay, if I can let go of adding sugar to my coffee, maybe tomorrow I can let go of eating dairy for one day. All right, if I can let go of eating sugar and dairy for over a week, I can let go of something bigger and bigger. And then you slowly inch yourself brick by brick into a massive building of confidence in how to let go of things that you let go of the big things, like people, like jobs, like places. Sagittarius, step up. We're going to talk about you. You're another one that blows my mind, like Gemini, a quiet Gemini, or a cold Cancer. It's so weird to see a Sagittarius who doesn't laugh. It is so weird when we come across a Sagittarius who is so pessimistic. A Sagittarius who has not gone on a trip. It doesn't have to be international, just a trip somewhere out of the town they reside in. But it does exist. It blows my mind when I ask people, like, what's your mom's sign? What's your dad's sign? And when they tell me about a very difficult, broken relationship, I'm always like, no, it can't be a Sagittarius. And when they tell me it is, I'm like, well, we got to dive into this. Sagittarius, how you know you've lost your shine is you're another one of those pretty athletically inclined signs. So you're overweight, but especially in the body part ruled by Sag, the hips and thighs. When a Sagittarius, these people naturally have very strong thighs and they usually have curvaceous hips. I mean, they are half horse, half man. But when they are overweight and they're not strong in this area, that's how I know the Sagittarius sun has gone cold. They're inactive. They don't exercise. They don't move those legs to move the energy out. They haven't left their town, their metro area in years. They haven't studied something new or taken a class or a lesson in a long time. They're downright mean. A Sagittarius disempowered can be an asshole, right? They're known to have their foot and mouth, but normally it's just like gentle things where you can laugh it off and think, hey, that wasn't that funny, but you're wrong. You're not wrong, but geez. But a Sagittarius who's really lost their shine, they have their foot in their mouth and they know it. And they know that it's a power to hurt you and they use it. Ugh. So they're too fiery. They're crushing everyone's dreams with pessimism, right? Normally a Sagittarius is the one who says, take the risk, go out there and get it. You can do it. Leave your job. Just go. And we love that type of optimism, right? It's refreshing. But the disempowered Sag is just so, you can't do it. You never will. No one in your life has done it. Give it up. Can't do this. Got to get over that. Oh, have you seen the taxes on that? So pessimistic. They haven't flown in an airplane ever or in over a year. Not talking to strangers, just not even smiling or waving at anyone, just beeline it into the store, get ran out. And a complete loss of faith, total atheist. They have given up on religion, given up on spirituality. They don't believe anything. They can't measure with their senses. They just cross their arms over their chest and sit with their Taurus friends and say, yeah, nothing makes sense. That woo-woo shit. It is rare when I meet a Sagittarius or an Aquarius, the two that seem to love astrology the most, when they're like, that's baloney. It's not, doesn't make sense. I'm like, uh-oh, we gotta check. We gotta do a little pulse check with you. Complete loss of faith. Ghosting people, a Sagittarius specialty. I added that as a minor part of a Sag. They typically have ADD, ADHD. They are just so interested and refreshed by the world that they're bouncing from place to place. So they ghost because, ooh, a new person. Squirrel. But a disempowered Sagittarius does not take into account, oh, I need to communicate. I need to inform. They just, peace. So how can we help a centaur step back into themselves? Where can a Sagittarius move into self-help? Plan something and show up early. Arrive early to something. Oh, Sagittarius, train yourself. Move the legs to move the energy. Feel the burn in your thighs once a day. You don't have to like go cycle 12 miles, although that would be amazing if you could. Really help your mental energy. Squats, lunges, Pilates that burn the thighs. We've got to burn the energy you guys store in there. Cycle, squat, lift weights. Bonus points if it's outdoors. Watch a movie, then travel to where they filmed it. Go to a retreat. Then go to church. Go tour many churches. Just walk in and be an observer of the session or whatever they may call it. Have you guys been to Charleston, South Carolina? I used to live there. I lived in Mount Pleasant. And I loved it because it's nicknamed the Holy City. They celebrate every religion in that city, every spirituality modality. It's beautiful. Everyone is so accepting of everyone's different beliefs. And as a result, they've got so many different churches from all different religions that are beautiful, each in their own regard. Highly suggest, not for just the fried green tomatoes and pimento cheese, highly suggest checking out Charleston and just walking in and out of the churches. They are beautiful, historic. Buildings are just not made that way. Of course, there's Rainbow Row. When I first got Jeffrey as an 8-week-old puppy, I used to walk him down Rainbow Row. That's where our twin Sagittarian sons first started our adventures. Sorry, getting nostalgic. Shout out to all of our Charleston listeners. And Isle of Palms, that's where me and Jeffrey used to ride our bike. And he would sit in my bike basket. Oh, just amazing. Buy someone something, Sag, that gets them closer to their dream, right? If you have a friend who is launching a business or a creative idea, subscribe to their channel. Buy their product full price to show support of, hey, I believe in you. You can do this. It'll make you feel really good. Go to a concert. Go to a museum. Go have dinner outside on the side of town with a different ethnicity to yours, Sagittarius. Go try a different type of culture's cuisine to really test and see the Sagittarius side of you that has a thirst for knowledge of how all different people live. Immerse yourself in it, right? And Sagittarius, you love Africa. Why? Because that is where big animals originate from. Sad, you rule the giraffes, the hippos, the rhinos, the elephants, the lions, the jaguars. You guys, if you go to a zoo to just observe the big animals, like Jael and I went to this amazing reservation on the outskirts of Denver, and we got to see lions and tigers. You guys remember in the pandemic that Netflix show called Tiger King? Oh, so just vile that people get away with that. Well, they went and rescued all the tigers from that guy's compound in Oklahoma or Kansas, wherever the hell he was. They rescued them, and the tigers are now living at this reservation outside of Denver. We gotta give you the exact name. Is it the Wild? Yes, it's called the Wild Animal Sanctuary, wildanimalsanctuary.org. It is a long walk through the sanctuary. You're up above the animals so you can look down on them. And I cried when I went. I was just so moved by the animals. Maybe it's my Sagittarius in me, but oh, I loved it. So Sagittarius, go check out the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Denver. You will not regret it. Capricorns, let's talk about you. How do you know when a Capricorn has lost their shine? They are easily agitated. They are so annoyed. Perpetual grumpy old man syndrome. Complaining about things like law, higher-ups, their boss, their manager. They complain about society and how just disillusioned everybody is. They're talking shit about politics, the banks, finances. Oh, you name it. All of the adulting topics they're complaining about. They're holding anger and blaming their dad. It's my dad's fault. You know, my dad just thinks he knows it all. Oh, my dad always told me I'd never amount to anything. It's like, okay, well, we're adults now, and we got to forgive dad and move on. Not taking any responsibility. When a Capricorn is not working, they don't have goals, and they're lazy. We need to call urgent care for the signs for this one. Sometimes with Capricorns, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, sex, they lean into the vices because it's a chance for them to turn the grumpy old man in their mind off. But they get so obsessed with the relief, those things, the temporary false relief that those things can bring, that they just fall down the slippery slope. A disempowered Capricorn is making cutthroat moves to reach the top. They have ADHD like their Sagittarius neighbor. They have no organization to their day. They're showing up late, and they're just saying yes, man, to everyone instead of practicing self-discipline. When I see an overweight Capricorn as well, a Capricorn is a very disciplined. They rule the bone and the skeleton structure. They're very athletic. Even if they don't play sports, they've got the discipline to know, hey, I haven't moved my body today. I need to make time to do that. That is a critical task. So sometimes being a little overweight or a lot overweight for a Capricorn is like, hey, 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 what's going on? Because you guys are the most disciplined. You guys listen to the analogy with Scorpio, like, oh, don't put sugar in your coffee. Like, it's that hard. You guys have that gift in you, which can also bring you pure annoyance for us mere mortals of the other signs that don't have that ingrained in us. But how I know you've lost that is when you're not practicing self-discipline and boundaries with drugs, sex, food, alcohol, social media, right? That's a good sign of it. So how can we help our Capricorns? Capricorns, what self-help can you move into? Start a new routine and stick with it. No questions, no buts. Buy yourself a new agenda. Now, even if it's in the middle of the year, go buy yourself a new planner. Get a new job. Ask for a raise or raise your own prices or leave. Tell yourself, I deserve it, so I will leave if I don't get what I deserve. Go to events where you meet local law enforcement and get to know the police officers in your area. Attend a town meeting, and if you're brave enough, bonus points, raise your hand and use your voice. Heal, forgive dad. Find a male mentor who is aligned with who you want to be, not who your biological father told you who to be. Escape to the mountains. You are the mountain goat after all. If you guys are not taking a break to go out into the mountains to realize just how small you are, gonna find you spinning out. Find a rock that you love. You guys have this connection to rocks, rock climbing, rocks of all sizes and kinds. Do you guys ever go on walks and you find a rock and it just speaks to you? It's like, take me, or it just catches your eye and you're like, what is this? I don't know about you, but my Forerunner's doors are filled with rocks from Moab, Oregon, Texas, New Hampshire, fossils from Indiana, geodes from up north in Indiana. I mean, it's just, rocks talk to me a lot. Donate to a cause you care about and vote with your dollar, Capricorn. You know how important voting with your dollar is going to be this year? Start. Talk to local small business owners, get their story, and most importantly, Capricorns, volunteer with the elderly. Get their story. Just sit and listen to their story. Elderly are your most potent medicine. Those wise, older people are where I want you to move into when you feel you've lost your shine. And I'm not talking about your grandparents, the people you are intertwined with. I mean strangers. Strangers. I know you don't like to talk to those people, but elderly strangers who you don't have a relationship with are where you could find your medicine. Aquarius, step up. Oh, my sweet Aquarians, how do we know you guys have lost your shine? You have no friends. You're a loner. You never leave your house. You have no social media accounts because you hate it. No care about what you wear because Aquarius is Leo's sister sign. Let us not forget, they rule fashion. Except Leo just loves to look good because they love the confidence it brings. But Aquarius loves fashion because they usually make a statement with it. They love to be eccentric and unique and step out and have people go, what are they wearing? It's weird, but I kind of like it. It's cool. An Aquarius not competing in anything. They're a fixed air sign. They want to compete. It makes them feel fun and good. They have anxiety. They have fear. They are wrapped up in what could be, following what's politically correct or virtuous, and then lose themselves in it. Living a life others want for them, not what they actually want, and being depressed or reactive as a result of losing themselves into fitting in with a circle, fitting in with a community, because friends are so important for Aquarius. Whenever we see Aquarian placements, we have to know, hey, their goal in this lifetime is to foster a community. Romantic love, sure, but not as important as a Taurus or a Scorpio to them. They really need their community. And yes, Aquarius, totally detached from empathy with a dash of narcissism. They are a fixed sign. So Taurus gets the rep for being such a brat and stubborn with a hot temper, but I'm sorry. Have you ever seen an Aquarius pushed to their limit? Just Google YouTube videos of David Goggins. He's an Aquarius. There you go. That is an Aquarian's hot-headed temper. Oh, guys, hummingbird just flew by, the first one of the season. We saw it together. Everybody stop what you're doing and go find what hummingbird means. Aquarians, they can have tempers. If you're an Aquarius listening to this and you've said or done things, you're like, ooh, whoops, totally lost my temper. Let's talk about how we can bring you back into balance. You must put effort into cultivating friendships. Aquarius, you know the cliche saying, you become the five people who you spend the most time with. That means so much to your sign more than anybody else. You guys are so open-minded. You know, the reason why I favor you guys so much is because the word weird is not in your vocabulary. You genuinely have a heart of gold when it comes to acceptance for everyone from different beliefs, different cultures. It's what I love and adore about you. But sometimes you are pretty loyal, right? You are a fixed sign. So you are as loyal as a Scorpio, as loyal as a Taurus. You guys are all fixed, set in your ways to the wrong people. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are very, let's say, alcoholic, they drink heavily and a lot, and they're just, it becomes such a knee-jerk reaction where you go over to their house and they throw you a beer and you're like, I'll drink it, whatever. You don't have the guts to say, hey, I'm not drinking anymore, to see the reaction. Is that friend going to laugh at you and say, whatever, here's your beer? right? And then you have to face the reality of, whoa, that's not a real friend. Okay, I have to go make new friends, but I am so weird that no one's going to accept me. Round and around we go. So you must put effort, Aquarius, into cultivating healthy, beneficial friendships. You have to have standards for people. You're so accepting. While that's beautiful, it can get you into some places, lonely places, you really don't want to be. It gets you into that temper that scares us, right? Aquarius gets lost in the wrong crowd because of their perpetual black sheep belief. They tend to find the other outcasts. They tend to call them in, draw them into them like, woohoo, outcast unite. I laugh when Aquarius say, I don't fit in anywhere. But then you see them leading a pack of like 50 other outcasts. I'm like, it looks like you fit in over there. You're surrounded by people. What do you mean? So this is why it's very important that Aquarius, you write down, right? You're such a strong mind that it's so important in this age of technology to not just think about what your standards are. I want pen to paper so you can see it. Go to full moon circles, classes of interest where you can share with a group of people. You must get out of the house. Bonus points, form a meetup of your own. Be the host. Hug someone new rather than shake their hand. Befriend someone a lot older than you or a lot younger than you. Attend a protest as just an observer to watch human behavior and people be passionate about a cause. This could really light a fire within you. And go to a farmer's market where the community really comes together. Just go and be the observer. Or bonus points if you're feeling frisky, set up your own table. Talk to people. Get their story. Buy something and support them. Vote with your dollar. This is so big for my Aquarians. And, you know, with the social media thing, Aquarians love it and hate it. I find Aquarius risings have all given up on it. I don't know why that's a pattern, but it is what it is. You guys know how I feel about it, so I never want to give advice because it's such a bio-individual thing. But Aquarians, you do tend to lose yourself on the trends on social media. If you find yourself feeling stuck, lost, fuzzy, confused, I do recommend a big break from social media. Not delete it, but a break to come back to that authentic you. You are the trailblazers, the inventors of the zodiac, and you can get really influenced. It's why they're called social media influencers by other people and lose yourself. And we need you, Aquarians. We're in the age of Aquarius now. We need you guys to be so original. It's a must. Non-negotiable. Okay. Pisces, thank you for waiting your turn. Of course, you guys probably took a nap while you waited for it. How do we know a Pisces has lost their shine? They're the third and final water sign, so they're ice cold. They're frozen. Hello, is anybody in there? Just no expression on the face. They don't cry. They're not cuddly. They don't share their emotions. They are stern and cold. And Pisces, you guys know you've got the eyes. And so you think you're hiding your pain, but we can see it in your glossy eyes. A Pisces, simply put, who lost their shine is suffering from addiction. Drugs, alcohol, sex, relationships. They love the relationships that come with high highs and low lows. It just fuels this fantasy within them. And Pisces, it's self-undoing when you have an addiction to those that you don't recognize or own up to. Pisces love to give their body away to people who never text back. Pisces, sex is a wonderful thing. It's a sacred energy exchange, and you love it because more than any other sign, you get lost in it. You really tap out of this dimension when you are making love with someone. But you have to make sure it's to someone who will text back, someone who will ask how you are doing and genuinely want to know, someone who will remember your birthday or ask about how something went that you told them you were nervous about, someone who cares. Right? Pisces is the sign of self-undoing, and it's usually 100% turn the mirror. Pisces, your reality is your creation. You are the manifestors, my spiritual sign of the zodiac. Love triangles, affairs, especially my Pisces moons, they just get lost in the sauce of lust and romance. They want advice on how to get through their problems, but then they push it all away. They debate it. They don't believe in you. They say, no, that doesn't make sense to everything. So it's like, do you want help or do you like sitting in misery? What's going on here, sweet Pisces? They get lost in the perpetual question of why me? Not taking ownership for their lack of boundaries with anyone or anything. A lot of Pisces say, I didn't even know that boundary was a thing until I was like 30. So Pisces, similar to what I just asked Aquarians to do with their standards and friends, Pisces, what are your boundaries? And if you're like, dude, I don't know, I'm a Pisces, everything's a fog. Okay, well, think of the last time you were pissed off. Who was it and what did they do? Anger is just a reflection of someone crossing a boundary. So last time you were angry, why? What was the boundary that was crossed? Start there. Pisces can get stuck in a perpetual state of overcast that brings down everyone around them, right? Communicate, Pisces. You go through these highs and lows deeper than anyone else, but just inform us and communicate to us, hey, I'm not feeling good today. And guys, really with Pisces, all they want is no words, just feelings. And so if they tell you, a lot of the Virgos, the earth signs, the Geminis, Aquarians, they could say, oh, my Pisces friend is down. Let me go give them advice. Blah, 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 blah. But a Pisces just wants you to show up with their favorite food, put a blanket around them and say, here, we're going to watch this show. I already chose it. Actions. Just go cuddle them, warm them up. Pisces, you guys can get addicted to scrolling, living in the fantasy world of other people's fantasies. Friendly reminder, everybody's news feed is just how they wish their life looked. It's not how it actually is. Sleeping too much. Oh, is that a sign of Pisces falling asleep in a pile of laundry that isn't washed yet because they're just feeling too lethargic. Piles of things everywhere, zero motivation, never-ending colds or weird illnesses in the body. This is how you Pisces know you really, really lost that Piscean shine to you, as the never-ending strange illnesses. Your immune system really takes a hit. And of course, leading people on is a low trait of Pisces. So how do we get you guys back into your unconditional love and oneness with the whole universe? Daily routine, no excuses. Oh, you Pisces hate me when I say this. You've got to tap into the Capricorn we all have within us, and the Virgo, I mean, within us, and have a daily routine. Force yourself to get up at a certain time. No excuses. Parent yourself. Parent yourself and tell yourself, I'm doing this. I can make up all the excuses. I'm tired. I don't feel like it, but I'm showing up, because when I show up to this task, I'm showing up for myself, which can help build boundaries and self-love. Be of service to only you. You guys love to check in on everyone around you, to be the first one to text, to be the first one to call, but turn that energy towards you. Be the first person to show up for you by that daily routine. Small daily steps to create a new reality. No more 20-second chance for people. No more falling in love with people who don't text back, who always make you be the first to initiate it. Pisces, it's not a spiritual connection. It's toxic. Realize peace is not boring. It's a wonderful thing. It can allow you to really tap into that spiritual side of you, the creative side you're gifted with. No vices for a month. Water, water, water. Baths. Escape to the ocean. Sit by a river. Watch a sunrise or sunset over a lake or a pond. Go to a deep diving class. Ooh, Pisces, really step out of your comfort zone. Have you ever seen? I know they were all over the Florida Keys when I lived down there, but there's diving centers where if you're about to go on a deep diving trip, you go get trained and ready for it. But I'm pretty sure they offer classes just to experience what it's like for fun. Challenge yourself to do that, Pisces. You may find it's really cathartic. Ooh, I love this one. Go to an aquarium alone. Aquariums are a spiritual experience. Now, if you can push aside the fact that it's kind of sad, some of these creatures are in tanks, whole other podcast. go to an aquarium alone, put in your headphones and just walk around and take it all in. The dark rooms, the glow of tanks, the fish are mesmerizing. This, go on like a Tuesday morning when no one's there. Oh. Adopt a cat, right? Dogs are for Scorpios. Cats are for Pisces. Adopt one. Go to a cat cafe. Those are so fun. Paint something for yourself and promise to hang it up somewhere you see it every day. This was such a fun, cathartic episode for myself. I really enjoy this, and it's long, but if you made it this far, hey, thank you. Did you look up hummingbird? For real, that was so cool. I just read on our community forum, hummingbirds are back. I read that last week, and I was like, I want to see them. The buzz of a hummingbird transports me back to living in the San Juan Mountains of Colorado. It transports me back to walking outside on my mom's porch on the Indiana farmland with a hot cup of coffee and playing guitar as they buzz around me. So to me, the sound of a hummingbird's wings is the first sign of spring renewal, refreshment. So it's really cool we got to see that together during an episode that is about how to renew your energy. Too synchronistic. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Lightworkers-lounge.com to book a private reading with me. If you want to dive into your chart, if you're feeling low, like you've lost your shine, it could, of course, be so many more things than just your sun sign. Come see me. I'll see you guys next episode. Sending love.